Coming up this half hour, September is National Disaster Preparedness Month. In this episode, we'll learn the best ways to be prepared for a variety of unexpected disasters, including the added challenges that come with living through a pandemic. Natural and man-made disasters and emergencies continue to happen no matter what is going on in the world. Kelly L. Williams at thehumanesociety.org posted this August 31st, 2020, ready for anything. Prepare in advance so you can keep your cool when disaster strikes. It's 2 in the morning and you awake to an unfamiliar buzz from your phone. It's an emergency alert. There's flash flooding in your area and you need to evacuate now. Your kid is asleep down the hall. Your cat's under the bed in her favorite nighttime hiding spot. Your dog is blinking at you from the foot of the bed. What do you do? When the call comes to evacuate, especially when it's unexpected, many people's first reaction is panic. Fear and stress are natural, but they can stop you from thinking clearly. HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, Disaster Response Manager Diane Robinson experienced it firsthand years ago when a fire sparked up near her then home in Colorado. Robinson knew what to do. She's had years of professional experience planning for disaster, so she kept a bag of supplies by the door while she monitored the fire's spread. Even though she's an expert, she still found the experience stressful. "I'm thinking through all the things that I tell everybody to do, but it's different when it's you," she says. Though Robinson didn't end up evacuating, the experience reminded her how necessary it is to have a plan in place for disasters. Here's what to consider. Pack supplies. Fill a go bag with necessary supplies for every family member, including pets. Robinson recommends refreshing the bag at least once a year. June 1st, the start of hurricane season, is a good time to replace expired food and medicine. Here's what to pack. Food and water for at least 5 days, plus bowls and a manual can opener if needed. Medications, medical records, veterinarian contact information, and a first aid kit. An up-to-date photo of you with your pets in case you get separated. A log of your pet's feeding and medication schedules. Pet waste bags, a litter box, litter and a litter scoop if needed. Leashes, harnesses, and secure carriers for each pet. Make sure your animals can stand up, turn around, and lie down comfortably. A favorite toy or familiar blanket to provide comfort. Make sure you have sturdy and spacious carriers for each animal. Containing your pets can prevent them from bolting. Even if it's just a single house fire, you have alarms going off. Your animals are going to be stressed and panic. And in disasters, they don't act normally, says Robinson, adding that she's heard of countless pets who jump from the car as their families evacuated. Make sure your pets wear collars with your phone number at all times, and if they're microchipped, ensure that the associated contact information is up to date. Give responders a clue. There's a lot of effort from firefighters and folks in emergency services to save animals, says Robinson. Make it easier for them by placing a sticker on each door that indicates how many pets you have in case something happens when you're not home. Be sure to update the stickers when you bring a new pet into the family or say goodbye to one. Know where you're going. Robinson recommends planning where you'll stay if you need to leave. Research pet-friendly hotels and make reservations swiftly if you're ordered to evacuate. Don't assume you can rely on government-run emergency shelters, especially in the era of COVID-19. Robinson notes that disaster response agencies are rethinking their protocols to account for social distancing, given the typically crowded nature of emergency shelters. Think creatively. Do you have relatives or friends who'd take in your family temporarily, including all of your pets? Could you reserve a spot at a campground and set up a tent or bring a travel trailer? Identify a backup. The COVID-19 crisis revealed a missing element in many people's disaster plans. How do you prepare for a pandemic? If you live with someone, you probably assume they'll care for the family pet if you fall ill. But the global health crisis led to a new question, says Robinson. If your whole household is sick and in the hospital, then who's going to take care of your pets? Although some animal shelters might be able to facilitate temporary foster care in the years ahead, don't assume you can rely on external agencies. Find a friend, neighbor, or relative who is willing to temporarily care for your animals if possible. Although the pandemic forced individuals and the sheltering industry to reevaluate disaster preparedness plans, the most basic advice, be prepared, remains the same. Make a plan for both natural disasters and illness, and make sure everyone in the household knows what it is. Assume you'll need to be self-sufficient. Robinson points out that in community-wide disasters, emergency responders are stretched thin and might not be able to respond immediately. Evacuate as soon as you are told, and always remember that if it isn't safe for you, it isn't safe for your pets. Ready.gov, the official website of the Department of Homeland Security, has this information to help us make sure our pets are included in our emergency plans. Get informed. Know what disasters could affect your area, which disasters could call for an evacuation, and when to shelter in place. Keep a NOAA weather radio tuned to your local emergency station and monitor TV, radio, and follow mobile alert and mobile warnings about severe weather in your area. Download the FEMA app and get weather alerts from the National Weather Service for up to 5 different locations anywhere in the United States. Make a plan. Remember, during a disaster, what's good for you is good for your pets, so get them ready today. If you leave your pets behind, they may be lost, injured, or worse. Never leave a pet chained outdoors. Plan options include: create a buddy system in case you're not home. Ask a trusted neighbor to check on your animals. Identify shelters. For public health reasons, many emergency shelters cannot accept pets. Find pet-friendly hotels along your evacuation route and keep a list in your pet's emergency kit. Locate boarding facilities or animal hospitals near your evacuation shelter. Consider an out-of-town friend or relative. Locate a veterinarian or animal hospital in the area where you may be seeking temporary shelter in case your pet needs medical care. Add the contact information to your emergency kit. Have your pet microchipped and make sure that you not only keep your address and phone number up to date, but that you also include contact info for an emergency contact outside of your immediate area. Call your local emergency management office, animal shelter, or animal control office to get advice and information. If you are unable to return to your home right away, you may need to board your pet. Find out where pet boarding facilities are located. Most boarding kennels, veterinarians, and animal shelters will need your pet's medical records to make sure all vaccinations are current. If you have no alternative but to leave your pet at home, there are some precautions you must take, but remember that leaving your pet at home alone can place your animal in great danger. Tips for large animals. If you have large animals such as horses, cattle, sheep, goats, or pigs on your property, be sure to prepare before a disaster. Ensure all animals have some form of identification. Evacuate animals whenever possible. Map out primary and secondary routes in advance. Make available vehicles and trailers needed for transporting and supporting each type of animal. Also make available experienced handlers and drivers. Ensure destinations have food, water, veterinary care, and handling equipment. If evacuation is not possible, animal owners must decide whether to move large animals to shelter or turn them outside. Take extra time to observe livestock, looking for early signs of disease and injury. Severe cold weather injuries or death primarily occur in the very young or in animals that are already debilitated. Animals suffering from frostbite don't exhibit pain. It may be up to 2 weeks before the injury becomes evident as the damaged tissue starts to slough away. At that point, the injury should be treated as an open wound and a veterinarian should be consulted. Make sure your livestock has the following to help prevent cold weather problems. Plenty of dry bedding to insulate vulnerable udders, genitals, and legs from the frozen ground and frigid winds. Windbreaks to keep animals safe from frigid conditions, and plenty of food and water. Build a kit. Include basic survival items and items to keep your pet happy and comfortable. Start with this list or download Preparing Makes Sense for Pet Owners Emergency Preparedness Pet Kit List, a PDF, to find out exactly what items your pet needs to be ready. And we'll be getting to that in a minute. Your kit should include food at least 3 days, a 3-day supply in an airtight waterproof container, water at least 3 days of water specifically for your pets, medicines, medical records, proof of vaccinations, registration, and adoption documents. Talk to your veterinarian about microchipping. First aid kit, cotton bandage rolls, bandage tape and scissors, antibiotic ointment, flea and tick prevention, latex gloves, isopropyl alcohol, saline solution, and a pet first aid reference book. Collar or harness with ID tag, rabies tag, and a leash. A crate or pet carrier, a sturdy safe crate or carrier large enough for your pet to stand in, turn around, and lie down in. Sanitation needs, litter box and litter, newspapers, paper towels, plastic trash bags, and household chlorine bleach. A picture of you and your pet together to prove ownership. Add species, breed, age, sex, color, and distinguishing characteristics. And familiar items. Treats, toys, and bedding can help reduce stress for your pet. And here's that PDF we mentioned. Preparing your pets for emergencies makes sense. Get ready now. Get a kit of pet emergency supplies. Just as you do with your family's emergency supply kit, think first about the basics for survival, particularly food and water. Food. Keep at least 3 days of food in an airtight waterproof container. Water. Store at least 3 days of water specifically for your pets, in addition to water you need for yourself and your family. Medicines and medical records. Keep an extra supply of medicines your pet takes on a regular basis in a waterproof container. First aid kit. Talk to your veterinarian about what is most appropriate for your pet's emergency medical needs. Most kits should include cotton bandage rolls, bandage tape and scissors, antibiotic ointment, flea and tick prevention, latex gloves, isopropyl alcohol, and saline solution. Include a pet first aid reference book. Also include collar with ID tag, harness, or leash. Your pet should wear a collar with its rabies tag and identification at all times. Include a backup leash, collar, and ID tag in your pet's emergency supply kit. Important documents. Place copies of your pet's registration information, adoption papers, vaccination documents, and medical records in a clean plastic bag or waterproof container and also add them to your kit. A crate or other pet carrier. If you need to evacuate in an emergency situation, take your pets and animals with you, provided that it is practical to do so. Sanitation. Include pet litter and litter box if appropriate, newspapers, paper towels, plastic trash bags, and household chlorine bleach to provide for your pet's sanitation needs. You can use bleach as a disinfectant. Dilute 9 parts of water to 1 part of bleach, or in an emergency, you can also use it to purify water. Use 8 drops of regular household liquid bleach per gallon of water. Stir well and let it stand for 30 minutes before use. Do not use scented or color-safe bleaches or those with added cleaners. A picture of you and your pet together should also be included. If you become separated from your pet during an emergency, a picture of you and your pet together will help you document ownership and allow others to assist you in identifying your pet. Include detailed information about species, breed, age, sex, color, and distinguishing characteristics. Familiar items. Put favorite toys, treats, or bedding in your kit. Familiar items can help reduce stress for your pet. Consider two kits. In one, put everything your pets will need to stay where you are and make it on your own. The other should be a lightweight, smaller version you can take with you if you and your pets have to get away. Make a plan for what you will do in an emergency. Plan in advance what you will do. Be prepared to assess the situation. Use common sense and whatever you have on hand to take care of yourself and ensure your pet's safety during an emergency. For more information, you can visit ready.gov or call 1-800-BE-READY. Evacuating. Plan how you will assemble your pets and anticipate where you will go. If you must evacuate, take your pets with you if practical. If you go to a public shelter, keep in mind your pets may not be allowed inside. Secure appropriate lodging in advance depending on the number and type of animals in your care. Consider family or friends outside your immediate area who would be willing to take in you and your pets in an emergency. Other options may include a hotel or motel that takes pets or some sort of boarding facility such as a kennel or a veterinary hospital that is near an evacuation facility or your family's meeting place. Find out before an emergency happens if any of these facilities in your area might be viable options for you and your pets. Develop a buddy system. Plan with neighbors, friends, or relatives to make sure that someone is available to take care, to care for, or evacuate your pets if you are unable to do so. Talk with your pet care buddy about your evacuation plans and show them where you keep your pet's emergency supply kit. Also, designate specific locations, one in your immediate neighborhood and the other farther away, where you will meet in an emergency. Talk to your pet's veterinarian about emergency planning. Discuss the types of things you should include in your pet's emergency first aid kit. Get the names of vets or veterinary hospitals in other cities where you might need to seek temporary shelter. Also, talk with your veterinarian about microchipping. If you and your pet are separated, this permanent implant for your pet and corresponding enrollment in a recovery database can help a veterinarian or shelter identify your animal. If your pet is microchipped, keeping your emergency contact information up to date and listed with a reliable recovery database is essential to you and your pet being reunited. Gather contact information for emergency animal treatment. Make a list of contact information and addresses of area animal control agencies, including the Humane Society or the ASPCA, and emergency veterinary hospitals. Keep one copy of these phone numbers with you and one in your pet's emergency supply kit. Obtain pets outside stickers and place them on your doors or windows, including information on the number and types of pets in your home to alert firefighters and rescue workers. Consider putting a phone number on the sticker where you could be reached in an emergency. And if time permits, remember to write the words "evacuated with pets" across the stickers should you evacuate your home with your pets. Be prepared for what might happen. Some of the things you can do to prepare for the unexpected, such as assembling an emergency supply kit for yourself, your family, and your pets, is the same regardless of the type of emergency. However, it's important to stay informed about what might happen and know what types of emergencies are likely to affect your region. Be prepared to adapt this information to your personal circumstances and make every effort to follow instructions received from authorities on the scene. With these simple preparations, you can be ready for the unexpected. Those who take the time to prepare themselves and their pets will likely encounter less difficulty, stress, and worry. Take the time now to get yourself and your pet ready. This publication was developed in partnership with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the American Veterinary Medical Association, the ASPCA, the American Kennel Club, the Humane Society of the United States, Ready.gov, and FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. For more information, visit Ready.gov or call 1-800-BE-READY. Best Friends Animal Society has this plan guide specifically for an emergency resulting from coronavirus illness, possibly in your household. Your COVID-19 pet preparedness plan. Our pets are family, and we want to keep them safe and healthy. While there's no current evidence indicating that pets can transmit COVID-19 to humans, there have been a few unique cases of animals testing positive that suggest it might be possible for a person to infect a pet. For a complete overview of these cases and expert guidance, visit the American Veterinary Medical Association's AVMA's page on pets in homes with COVID-19. If you think it is likely that you have been exposed to the coronavirus, or if you are experiencing symptoms, you can take some simple but critical steps to ensure your pet's health and safety. Most important, do not wait until you're already sick to plan for your pet's care. What you should have on hand: a 2-week supply of your pet's food, medications, and additional necessities such as cat litter, a carrier for small items or special diet-related treats and supplements, updated vaccination records, a medication schedule, if relevant, and contact information for your veterinarian's office. Detailed pet care notes, including feeding and walking routines, and important notes about your pet's behavior. How to prepare if you are sick and suspect that you have COVID-19. If you share a residence with other people, separate yourself from any pets and other healthy members of your household. Ideally, another healthy person in your household should assume full responsibility for caring for your pet until you've been cleared medically. Have the healthy member of your household wash and clean any pet bowls, leashes, crates, bedding, and toys, and keep those items separate from the part of the house in which you are staying. If you live alone or are the only adult at your residence, identify an emergency pet caregiver, such as a local friend, relative, or neighbor, who can care for your pet temporarily while you are sick. Ideally, this person should take your pet to their home to avoid them having to routinely visit your home and risk exposure to themselves. Prepare your pet's essential items, food, bowls, leashes, etc., and place them near your door so the caregiver can easily grab them when they come to pick up your pet. In addition, it's a good idea to identify a backup caregiver in case your primary choice becomes ill too. If you do not have an alternative caregiver for your pet, consider taking your pet to a local boarding facility or kennel that is equipped to properly care for your pet indefinitely. You might want to ask your vet's office for recommendations or inquire if the vet's office offers boarding. Whatever arrangements you make, be sure to include a plan for getting your pet there. As long as you are experiencing symptoms and are keeping your pet at home, you should take basic precautions such as minimizing physical contact with your pet, including sleeping in separate rooms, using gloves and whatever protective face covering you have available when you're around your pet, and continuing to wash your hands regularly. pet toys, bedding, food bowls, and other pet supplies should also be kept in a separate space that you do not touch unless you are wearing gloves and a protective face covering. We know these measures may seem impossible to comply with because pets are often a source of comfort when we're sick, but keeping them healthy should take priority. If you think you might need to be removed from your home for medical care and must leave your pet behind, leave a separate key to your home with a neighbor or somewhere outside where animal control can find it. Then complete and print the authorization sign below and post it in your front window or door where first responders can easily see it. We recommend completing and printing a second copy for any back door or secondary entrance if you have one. The article does include a link to an emergency pet care authorization form, which states, if I am removed from my home due to COVID-19, I give my local municipality and or animal care and control agency the authority to enter and have full access to my home to care for and take temporary custody of my animals until I am able to return. You would fill in the resident's name on this form, your phone number, number of dogs, number of cats, number and type of other pets, any special instructions for your pets, emergency contact info, and where the key for entry is located. This article and the emergency pet care authorization form is also available in Spanish at resources.bestfriends.org. You can read more about this and access the forms at resources.bestfriends.org. That's resources.bestfriends.org. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment.